This is Q105's Mason on Demand. On the podcast. Your daily podcast featuring stuff you may have missed on the most recent Mason Dixon show. Plus, content you can't hear on the radio. On the
podcast. It is 5:32 at Tampa Bay's Q105. Mason Dixon, Roxanne, Bobby and Andrew survived Thanksgiving weekend, right?
Yeah. Oh, it was more than survived. It was so much fun.
It was a great weekend. Had a lot of fun. Grandbabies, food. Yes. It just doesn't get much better than that. So best thing we can do to start this week off is try to get you guys updated on everything you need to know. And for our friends and listeners out in the center part of the state.
Yeah, Lakeland. There's a really bad accident. A train went right off the tracks and they've got it closed both directions. Kathleen Road between Spivey Road and Galloway Road. It's going to be like that all day long. So Kathleen Road is closed because the train went off the track.
And you've got a chemical spill there, too, that's got everybody a little bit very concerned about that. They're having people close their windows. Don't open the windows right now and don't breathe the air around that area.
Right.
Until they can get that spill all cleaned up there.
Stay away.
All right.
Absolutely.
That gets your traffic things squared away. The other thing we're going to be interested in today is...
Well, it's Cyber Monday. Yeah. And it's funny because you said traffic, and it felt a little congested, at least for this early hour of the day driving in. And I said, where are all these people going? They can shop from home because that's what everybody's going to be doing is on their computers.
Yep.
It's almost as... lack of productivity in the office place today as like March Madness or something because everyone's just shopping on their computers, right?
Gee, you'd think it's Monday.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, this Monday is bringing some changes in college football.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, we know that was some of the greatest games over the weekend. And of course, having both number one and number two knocked off and the polls all changing, coaches are changing.
Yep.
Looks like we may have a new coach, and a new coach may be one that you're familiar with for the Gators. And this could get really interesting as they bring Dan Mullen back.
Mm.
Dan was with the Gators under Urban Meyer, and he went and did a heck of a job with that Mississippi State program.
Right.
And they're going to announce him as the new coach today. And the rumor is that Jimbo Fisher may be leaving Florida State and taking a gig at Texas A&M. We'll have to wait and see how that one plays itself out.
Mm.
But those are a couple of changes we'll have to see. And I have a feeling that I wouldn't get too familiar with saying the name Coach Dirk Cutter too much longer either. But that's just my opinion on that.
Yeah,
we'll have to see where that goes. The Lightning struggled over the weekend, losing to Washington and Pittsburgh on the road. They return to the game tomorrow night in Buffalo.
All right.
Yeah, it was a painful sports weekend around here.
Mm-hmm.
How about them Buccaneers yesterday?
Oh, man. They were not going to win. I mean,
down 21 points at one time. I mean, it looked like they
teased us
a
little
chance,
bit. And then they said, oh, wait a minute. Here, let's mess this up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to the good news and get this week started. Looks like the weather's going to be good.
It will be nice. Here's your ABC Action News weather report. We'll see highs reach 77, overnight lows drop to 62, and a nice cool start to today. And we'll see highs hitting the low 80s as the week progresses. Right now in Tampa, it's 61, and St. Pete, it's 58.
He was 52 out there in Lutz as I was leaving this morning. 5:35, let's get this full work week started. Well, if you maybe take out Cyber Monday, not going to be that much of a work day today. Tampa Bay is Q105, 5:52. Mason and the gang getting y'all up and ready for a full work week now. But we enjoyed that short work week last week, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did.
That was nice.
Uh-oh, hold on, folks. Breaking news. Ooh, okay. I've got it. Everybody thought they were going to wait and do it tomorrow, but they surprised them this morning. Prince Harry and his fiance from the Suits TV show, Meghan Markle, have decided to let the word out today. They are going to get married in the spring. The announcement was made right after the Queen had her 70th wedding anniversary. She, by the way, has given them their blessing. And so they will marry in the spring. No word where yet. It could be Westminster Abbey, St. Paul's Cathedral. It could be Windsor Castle. But nevertheless, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have now made it official. The relationship was secret for a long time, but yes, the word is today, and the Brits will be happy about that. It is time to get married. All right, so let's find out the three other things that we need to know to get through our Monday. Roxanne, what you got?
Today's big story, Cyber Monday. Well, we spent over $5 billion online on Black Friday this year, which is a new record. Today, Cyber Monday will be even bigger, an estimated $6.6 billion. billion. That would make it the biggest online shopping day in the U.S. history. Wow. And 41% of workers said they spent at least an hour shopping at work last year. 43% of workers said their boss is totally fine with it, or so they assume.
Yeah.
Good news and bad news for our sea turtle population in Florida. There's been great concern following Hurricane Irma as to how the populations would fare. Well, green sea turtle nests have been full of eggs, up 10,000 total nests from 2010, but other types like loggerheads and leatherback nests have been significantly down this year. Not much to cheer about in Tampa for our sports teams over the weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
Lightning suffered two losses, one to Washington on Friday, 3-1. Pittsburgh beat the Bolts 5-2 on Saturday. And the Bucks' two-game winning streak came to a screeching halt as the Falcons defeated them 34-20. And the Bucks are on the road next weekend against the Packers. Here's your ABC Action News weather report. We'll see highs reach 77 today. Overnight lows drop to 62. Highs will reach 81 tomorrow. And very sunny conditions today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Right now in Tampa, it's 58. In St. Pete, it's 61.
Tampa Bay is Q105. It's hard to go online to any kind of social media today and not look back over the Thanksgiving weekend because everybody posted their pictures from it.
Oh, yes. I know.
I got my fair share up there with all of the grandbabies over on Thanksgiving Day. And boy, was it a loud hoot around the Dixon house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
All those little babies screeching and doing their baby talk to one another.
Mm-hmm. Jasper and Charlotte chasing each other around the house and squealing it like it's going out of style. But it was a ton of fun, and I hope all of you had the same kind of fun experience.
We had those same babies in our household. They hit their high note, as we call it. We're like, don't hit that high note. Take it down.
Boy, you'd think they could break glass with that little screech that they let out while they're trying their voice out.
And then when they're done, they go home. That's the best part.
Yeah, like that. Anybody go to the mall over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Some shopping
I went to the mall.
Oh, yeah. Good, Bobby. You're on. Yeah. You're on the ball.
The Santa looks a lot like Kevin Spacey's. You notice that?
I think you're the wrong mall.
No, really?
You know you're at a bad mall. I didn't go to the mall. I said I'm staying at home. I didn't even try to drive anywhere. You know you're at a bad mall when the Panda Express in the food court serves real panda.
Pass on that one. You know, most malls have those massage chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if the person running the massage chairs looks a lot like Al Franken, you might want to avoid that.
Oh, man.
No. And last but not least, if you were shopping at a bad mall, especially the one where they have Bed Bug Bath and Beyond. Tampa Bay's Q105. There's just some things after Thanksgiving that need to come out of the refrigerator and go away.
Yeah.
You know, your turkey, they tell you, could last 3 to 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
The gravy, a day or two. Stuffing, 3 to 4 days.
You can put all that on a sandwich, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin pie, 3 to 4 days. Apple pie will last a little longer. But in the fridge, things are a little different. Anybody have green bean casserole with Thanksgiving dinner?
I had green beans with bacon and grease in them that were delicious.
I might have had some. I can't remember. It was such a frenzy. It could have been on my second or third plate.
Well, for those of you that are like myself would kind of pass over the green bean casserole, mm-hmm. and every time you open the refrigerator door, it's still in there staring at you.
Hello. I am the leftover green bean casserole. I'm the only leftover still left over. Everybody ate all the turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You aren't really sure what to do with me. Do you heat me up? Do you serve me cold? Even the dog doesn't want me. But for some reason, you won't throw me out until after Christmas. If I get moldy, how could you tell? To be honest, I wasn't even that good when I was fresh.
You got that right.
Apologetically yours.
Yeah.
The leftover green bean casserole.
Now that is true. You can't tell if it's not any good anymore because it kind of looks the same.
Right? You put them in the refrigerator in plates and cover them, and then you just put the plate in the microwave and zap it and eat it.
See what happens.
It's green bean casserole. Yeah. Throw it out! Tampa Bay is Q105. One thing for sure, we'll all remember this past September because of Irma. Maria, Harvey, all of those things.
Wow.
Boy, it was quite a year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
Well, here we are on Cyber Monday, right at the end of November, ready to go shopping. Is anybody going to be shopping online today?
I absolutely am. I'm so not participatory when it comes to Black Friday, but Cyber Monday, I'm all about that.
Really?
It's easy to do.
Bobby, you in?
I probably won't be, no.
Andrew, you in?
It depends if I happen to spot something.
Well, there are some of those out there that are real heroes that are at it.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Cyber Monday Shopper.
Mr. Cyber Monday Shopper.
You just spent 4 days lounging around the house, trolling Facebook and staring at YouTube. Never did it dawn on you to take a break from the latest fail video and do your online holiday shopping instead.
That's what my work computer's for.
When it comes to productivity, you're on the naughty list.
It's not Amazon, it's a spreadsheet, I swear.
It's no longer the dial-up dark ages of the information superhighway when your only high-speed connection is at work. No, you're just a slacker employee busting your butt to find free shipping. You're Mr. Cyber Monday Shopper, a real American hero.
Mr. Cyber Monday Shopper.
Wait for it.
The boss is coming. Minimize. Minimize.
654, Tampa Bay's Q105. Those of you who love rock and roll and love Steely Dan throughout the years, you know there's only one left at this point, and that's Donald Fagen. Walter Becker had passed away. Supposedly back in 1972, all members of the band signed an agreement that whenever a member of the group quit or died, the band would purchase that member's shares. So with Walter Becker passing away, Donald Fagen said, I guess it's all mine now. And Walter Becker's widow said, not so fast. They're saying that, that agreement is of no force in effect, according to Walter Becker's wife's attorney, and is now saying that she is entitled to 50% ownership of the group. Well, it's going to get a little ugly, and now the two are ending up in court going to sue each other.
There's money involved.
Whenever there's money involved, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what happens. What are three other things we need to know this morning?
Hope you are all warmed up to do some typing and clicking. It's Cyber Monday. We're expected to spend an estimated $6.6 billion this year in the United States.
Billion?
Whoa. Wow. The most popular time to shop online at work today is during lunch, followed by whenever you have free time. And first thing in the morning, 1% said they'll do the majority of their shopping during boring meetings and conference calls. That's how you get through this.
Perfect.
Pixar's Coco took the box office crown from Justice League by earning $49 million from Friday to Sunday and $71.2 million over the entire Thanksgiving weekend. So Coco in first place, Justice League, Wonder, Thor, and Daddy's Home 2 rounded out the top five. The USF Bulls lost a heartbreaker to the UCF Knights on Friday.
Man, they put up a fight, though. Yeah. They really did.
They did. It was an exciting game, no doubt. So the AP poll, that puts UCF at number 12. Miami is in the top 10, coming in at number 7. And Clemson earned the top spot. From the ABC Action News Weather Center, here's a look at what the weather looks like today. We'll see highs reach 77. Overnight lows drop to 62. And tomorrow, we'll see highs reach 81. Right now, in Tampa, it's 56. In St. Pete, it's 60.
Q105. All my motorheads out there want you to pay attention because coming up on December 9th, Saturday, we've got our big Best of the Best car show out at Reeves Import Motor Cars. Mm-hmm. Reeves Import Motor Cars, the new location, Saturday, December 9th. You can get all the details at myq105.com/wish.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out there and let's check out some stories not fit to print your wacky news of the morning.
Well, another Thanksgiving Day weekend is over. The good news is that means there are only 28 more days of leftover turkey before Christmas.
Yeah.
And speaking of being on the heels of Thanksgiving Day weekend, I heard this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade was ruined. What happened?
It was terrible. Ronald McDonald's balloon got accused of harassing the Pillsbury Doughboy balloon.
Oh, it got out of control. Well, Miss South Africa was crowned the new Miss Universe last night.
Yay! And you know what's amazing about that? It marked the third year in a row that the Miss Universe winner came from the planet Earth.
Oh, wow. Really? Yeah, if you look back, it's
come to think of it, that's amazing.
And the first time in a row that Harvey didn't mess up announcing the winner.
Oh, yes.
The animated film Coco grossed more than $71 million over the holiday weekend. But there was a reason for that, not necessarily from folks who thought they were going to go see a great animated movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they thought they had it had something to do with chocolate.
Yes.
Monday, November 27th. We've just about wrapped up the month of November, and you know what that means? It's coming! If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. A couple of celebrities share your birthday. Caroline Kennedy. That's right. John F. Kennedy, our former president's daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that the song Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond was written about.
Yeah.
Is 60 years old today.
What?
Yeah. And today would have been Jimi Hendrix's birthday. Left us back in 1970. We have 28 days till Christmas. Mm-hmm. 28 days, people. 34 days left in the entire year. Oh, again, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. All right, let's get edumacated here. Roxanne?
Here.
Bobby?
Here.
Andrew?
Here.
27th day of November, 1834. The electric motor was invented by Thomas Davenport on this date. So take that, Elon Musk. November 27th, 1839, the American Statistical Association was founded in Boston. That, of course, according to statistics.
Yes.
November 27th, 1889, Curtis Brady got the first permit to drive an automobile through Central Park in New York City.
New York City.
And he was mugged four times before he got out of there.
Yeah. Was he part of the Brady Bunch?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
November 27th, 1948, I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth by Spike Jones and the City Slickers went to number one on this date. Just wait a few weeks till everybody starts playing Christmas. Oh, wait. They already are.
Yes.
No, for heaven's sake!
November 27, 1962 was the first test flight of a Boeing 727 airplane. They're still flying, but soon they'll be going the way of the Edsel. November 27th in 2009, this was after the Thanksgiving weekend we couldn't stop talking about. Tiger Woods had to go to the hospital. After he wrecked his car at 2:30 in the morning, what unfolded is a marital squabble over Tiger's various sexual transgressions and an industry full of Tiger Woods jokes. And that, folks, is the way we remember it. History class dismissed.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 27th. The moon's in Pisces. Here's one thing you need to know to have a fabulous day. Brought to you by JanetScialis.com, where you will see your future clearly.
Sagittarius.
Two stories at home. Neither one's the truth.
Capricorn.
You need to sense between the lines.
Aquarius.
How you feel determines how much you spend.
Pisces.
The moon in your sign makes you all emo.
Aries.
Do not let friends lead you astray.
Taurus.
The group lends a hand.
Gemini.
Sense which way the professional wind is blowing.
Cancer.
Legal or educational matters go well.
Leo.
It's time for a state of the finance check.
Virgo.
You know, partners have feelings too.
Libra.
Deal with a health matter directly.
Scorpio.
Oh, you can fall in love with someone or thing. So get up, get busy, make it a fabulous day. I am Jenna Skialis, the Star Goddess from Mason Dixon.
The Mason on Demand podcast from Tampa Bay's Q105.